Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 103, verses 2 and 3. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives us all your sins and heals all your diseases. Our second reading is also from Psalm 103, verse 22. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul. These are God's word for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Oh, man, and now we have a special treat for you today. Connor and Sierra Grimsley, as well as Kennedy Stiverson, are here to treat us to a little musical number this morning. So we would welcome you all to come on up and bless us this morning.
She is my slender, small love, my flower of beauty fair. From the whiteness of her little feet to the shining of her hair, more fair she is than April rain on daffodil or tree. She my slender, small love, my flower of beauty. She I know she walks in the evening down by the riverside, and the grasses lean to kiss her robes, who soon will be my bride. More dear to me her little head than earth or sky or sea. She is my slender, small love, my flower of beauty. My flower of beauty, she.
Please come back and join us again, but thank you for sharing with us this morning. Gosh, I'm just so thankful today. I'm just so thankful transitioning into my sermon, and I'm just so thankful today. But God is so good. He's so good. And I'm going to move these over because I will definitely crack into one of them when I get carried away. But I just thank God today for all that he does and all, you know, just all that he is to me and how he, I'm going through something this week. I have been just with God and just realizing how he walks with me. You know, there's that song that says he walks with me and he talks with me. I feel like that this week. And I just like, I'll pray and then I'm getting these answers and I'm like, oh God, yes, yes. Thank you. So I was praying about this sermon. It was funny because I was a little late getting it to Lori because most times I don't just have sermons. I'm inspired because I really pray to seek. I want to make sure that I'm giving you what I feel God has for you this week on any week. And so I was a little late because I was kind of like, okay, God, I'm not quite getting this. I'm not quite getting what it is you want me to talk about. And then this title came to me. The benefits package is what I'm going to talk about. So, you know, when you're out and you're looking for a job or you're looking for or a retirement plan or whatever it may be, you want to know, what are the benefits? What are the benefits going to be for that? Am I going to get dental? Am I going to get vision? What are the benefits to this package? Why would I take this job? So, and that's literally all I gave Lori was just the title. And she came up with this and I just thought it was so cool. I'm like, she gets me. If ever there was someone who gets me, she came up with it. So take just a quick look at our bulletin this morning, the front of it. She put, now hiring, only full-time positions available. Need more people sharing God's love for us through Christ Jesus. All you have to do is repent, turn from your wicked ways, and believe in God, the Father, God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, sent to comfort us. And it says, no ID required, no license required, no drug tests. God takes us just as we are. Amen. Thank you so much, God. And said, come on as you are. God God is God alone. And so that's getting to the point. When we walk with God, he gives us benefits. There are benefits to walking with him. And so today I want to talk about the benefit package that comes with walking with the Lord, with choosing to walk with him, to give your life to him, to say, I'm going to be out, to not be ashamed to tell people that you love God, that you worship him, that you are his. So this is the benefits that come with that. So it's Psalms, what I'm going to come from is Psalms 103 verses 1 through 8 and then verse 22, but I'm going to kind of break them down a little bit just so we can really talk about those benefits that come with walking with him. So we're going to start with Psalms 103 verses 1 and 2. And I was thinking about when I was like helping my parents pick out their plans when they were retiring and they had to pick out Medicaid. And then I think it's like Medicaid Plus or whatever it's called, where you kind of decide, do you want dental or do you want vision or, you know, do you want, what is it that you want? And I was thinking about that. I thought, well, that's where I got the topic from anyway. And so, but in Psalms 103, verse 1 through 2, it says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So his first order in this benefit plan is that we praise him. He's telling us, praise the Lord, oh my soul, that's everything, all that is within me, my innermost being. That means in everything that you do, you're giving God praise. You're praising him and you're thanking him, even for things that aren't always pleasant, but that you're thanking him because you know he's got you. He's going to take care of you. You got the benefit package. You got the package that comes with that. So he's kicking us off with just praising him. So I want you to keep that in mind. He's saying, praise me with everything that you have in you. Praise me when you get up in the morning. Let that be your first words out of your mouth. God, I thank you. I'm up to see another day. So we're starting off with praising him like that. That's the first benefit, that you get the opportunity to praise him. There's wonderful. There's peace in praising him. There's so much peace and there's power in praising him. Because praising him moves him. It causes him to move for you. So verse 3 says, and these are the benefits. Now we're going to start walking through these benefits that come with praising God. And this sermon, I feel, was mom inspired, because I know it's Mother's Day coming up. And this is something that she ministered to us probably 20 years ago. But it just stayed with me. I've always like, well, God, this is one of the benefits. When things are going wrong, I can go back to that, to this sermon. That this is not her sermon. This one's mine. But it's inspired by something that she taught us many years ago. So the first benefit is verse 3. It says, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? That's a benefit. He forgives all of our sins. Those things that you don't want anyone to know, that you're ashamed, you carry a shame about. God forgives even that. So awesome to know. That's a benefit, that he forgives all of our sins. Everything that you've done, all of the things you don't even realize you've done. But he's a forgiver of sins. He sent Jesus here for that purpose. I want to say amen. I'm like getting ready to start really preaching. I'm trying to hold it down here, but he's a forgive. But I mean, isn't that something to be excited about? He forgives all of our sins, all of our shortcomings, those things that we are not proud of, but he forgives it. And what's so cool, I think I told you this a couple weeks ago, but he throws them into the sea of forgetfulness. He doesn't remember them. He wants you to let them go. Don't carry it. That's what's so cool about his benefit package. You don't have to carry that with you anymore. You don't have to walk in guilt and shame anymore, because he forgives all of our sins. That's one of the benefits. The second is that he heals all diseases. He heals our diseases. He heals our diseases. All kinds. I know many of us have had an occasion to experience a healing. I'm sure. I know I share mine all the time, but it wasn't just one. He's been my healer. He is my healer. And that's awesome. That's a benefit of walking with him, that he is your healer. He heals your body, but not only your body. He heals your soul. He heals the depression, that spirit of depression that may come on you. He heals that. He is a healer of our mind, body, and soul. That's a benefit. That's one of the package I need. I want that package to make sure that I get the healing part of that package. He's our healer. And we need him to walk. We need him. We need him because he is such a sweet and wonderful God. And he heals us. He is the healer. Like I said, not just the physical healing. That's wonderful. But sometimes we just need a mental healing. We need him to help us to get through things that we've gone through that we can't seem to let go of, that the enemy brings back to our minds to remind us. Remember when you did this in 1986? Remember what happened, you know, and God has forgotten it. We have to let it go. But he's a healer. He's a healer of our mind. He's a healer of our hearts. We've had broken hearts. More physically, he heals our heart. But that broken heart that you have, you know, you've had, there's so many things. But I can think of how our children sometimes can really, especially in those teenage years, they can really break your heart, can't they? And you're just like, how could you say that to me? But God is so good. He mends that broken heart. Amen. He mends the broken heart of loss. Because we've all, you know, we've all gone through loss. He heals that broken heart. He is a healer. So that's two of our benefits. Verse 4. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? He redeems our life and he crowns us with love and compassion. That's what I felt yesterday. That is what I felt, that love and compassion, that he not only he does it, I can feel love when I'm in his presence, when I'm praying and I'm seeking his face, I feel his love. That's his love and his compassion for me, that every day, even when I mess up, he still loves me. He still wraps me up. Come on, girl, get up. You can do it again. Come on, you got this. He wraps me in his love, but he also allows others to show us love. He also, and that's what I started this year off talking about, that we would be receivers of love this year. And he tests me to see if I'm going to do it. Amen. And I'm like, God, as I went home yesterday, I was really thinking about that. And I was like, God, that was so much love. I'm like, wow. You know, I felt it in there, but as I went home and really began to think about it, I was like, wow, that was pretty cool. That many people came, you know, that's pretty cool. God, thank you. He showers us with love, his compassion and his love. That is one of his benefits. That's a benefit from walking with him. He touches the hearts of others to show you love, to be a blessing to you, to give to you, to cherish you, to show you compassion. That's a benefit. That benefit of walking with him, of knowing him, of getting in his presence and just loving him. And he loves you in return. That's one of his benefits. So the next one. Who redeems? Oh, wait, I did that one, right? Okay, yeah, let's see. Who satisfies your desires? Is that who we? Yes, okay. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. My mom used to give us the scripture that it said, seek him and he'll give you the desires of your heart. He gives you the desire. Have you ever gotten something that you prayed for? Have you ever, you're like, this is exactly what I prayed for. You know, usually it's better. Usually it's better because God is so much better than, he's exceedingly abundantly more than we can think or ask. So when we pray, when he gives it back to us, it's usually better. But it's like he gives you that. He gives you the desires of your heart. As you seek him, as you spend your time in his presence, as you spend your time sharing with others about his goodness, visiting the sick, doing the things, that's the job. Doing the things that he's called you to do, whatever it may be, to spread his love throughout the world, throughout our community, that he gives you the desires of your heart, whatever your desire may be. And it's good for you. He gives you the desires of your heart. I think that's in Psalms. I want to say it's verse 4, but or chapter 4. But that's one of the benefits that. And then he renews your youth like the eagle, it says. He renews that strength in you. He renews you. Have you ever been just like, I can't make it another moment, God? And then you feel something where you're like, well, maybe I can get up and go do that. Well, hey, I feel it. He renews our strength. He gives us, you know, what we need. He renews us. That's a benefit of walking with him. And if you've seen those who haven't, who can't, they can't seem to get it together. But you know, man, there's something different here. It's that walk with God. That's the benefit of walking with him. He renews you. He renews your strength. He renews your mind. is what the word says. He renews you. That's one of the benefits. And I'm almost done here. Let's see here. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in love. And he just wraps it up again. Those benefits. He's compassionate. He's slow to anger. Aren't you really glad he's slow to anger? Amen. Because haven't we all done some things? You're like, I mean, he should really be angry at me about this. But he's slow to anger. He's slow to anger. And he abounds in love. I feel like this whole sermon today is really just a lesson in us still receiving and giving love. But that's his benefit package. His benefits to us is that he's slow to anger. He's abounding in love. He shows us love. He sends people to love us. He's a loving God, and he wants us to walk in that love. So as I'm coming to the closing of my sermon today, Psalms 103:22 says, "Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, my soul." And he brings us right back to where we started. We get to the benefit package through praising him. And he tells us, praise the Lord. And what is praising the Lord? God, I thank you. God, I thank you for your mercy. God, I thank you for your grace. Lord, I love you. You love him. He loves you. Praising him. I thank you. I thank you for my family. Have you ever gone through the list and just start, I thank you for Bobby. I thank you for Jimmy. I thank you. I do that. I'm like, I have to go through and say, I thank you for my sisters. I thank you for my brother. I thank you for my nieces and nephews. And you know, that's what he's wanting. Just praising him for the things that he's done, for the good things that he's done for you, for life, for our very lives. He doesn't have to. He's God. But because he's abounding in love, and all he's asking us to do is praise him, to give him praise, to thank him. Thank him for who he is. Thank him for what he does for us. Thank him for the opportunities that we have. Thank him for where he's brought us from. You can look back over your life and you can see, wow, God's been really good to me. Miss Joanne, did I go visit Joanne McDaniel? Whenever I sit to talk with her, that's the first thing she says to me. When I sit down, she says, I'm so blessed. I'm like, me too, Miss Joanne. I am so blessed. I thank God. You know, and we sit there and she just tells me, I'm so blessed. She'll come back to it again. I'm so blessed. Just being thankful for what God has. That's our way of praising. And we get all of those benefits. We get healing. Amen. We get abounding love. He's slow to anger. He has compassion for us. So as I'm closing and I am done, I want to encourage you today. I want to just encourage you to seek the benefits package. Choose God's benefit package. You know, we choose the ones we need, whatever it is we need for our natural health and our natural body. But let's choose God's benefit package. And I want to encourage you to read all of 103. I just broke it down to just the first 8. But there is, I think it's 13 or so more verses in there that really just goes over his benefits and how wonderful he is. How awesome and amazing he is. So I thank God for that. I encourage you today, read 103, but I encourage you to seek him out. Seek him out. Give him praise. That's what he's calling us to do, to praise him so that you, and begin to see him. Now when you see things occurring, you'll think, oh, that's a benefit. That's one of the benefit packages. As you start to walk in life and see things happening, you'll begin to see that. So I'm going to pray this morning. But I just thank God. I just feel him this morning. I really feel his presence. And I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful to him for all that he does and all how he has us in mind, how he cares for us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this very day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, God, and your love. We thank you that you are abounding in love, God. We thank you for your compassions. God, your mercies, they're new every day, and we thank you for them. We thank you and we praise you. We lift your name on high. You're such a wonderful and amazing God. Lord, I ask that you touch each person here in the room today. God, that you would meet them, each one at their very point of need. God, you know each one needs one of those benefits, God. We thank you for healing, letting your healing virtue flow for those who are in need of healing, God. We thank you for those who are in need of love, letting your love flow. We thank you for those who are in need of forgiveness, God, and they want to let it go, but they can't. We thank you, Lord, that you are doing it for them. You are helping them to walk down that process, and we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory today. You're so worthy. Such a wonderful and amazing God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.